Hey there, AMC Turn fans. Welcome to another edition of the AfterBuzz Turn After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight, the show might be over, but we're not quite ready to say goodbye. Tonight, we are doing an entire Season 4 recap with a very special guest. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I mean, yeah, we covered the finale. But come on, guys. We can't be over just yet, right?
I think my favorite thing so far, starting us off in chat, is Shauna A going, OMG, 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 here we go, y'all. Yep, that is the correct level of enthusiasm. Thank you.
I concur with that assessment. Hey, Turn fans, again, like we said at the top of the show might be done, but we're not done yet here at AfterBuzz. So let's not waste any time talking about the Season 4 recap. Let me introduce our panel. Tonight, I'm Megan Salinas. You guys can tweet at me at the Menguin. That's THEMENGUIN. I don't think I've ever messed it up that badly before. Oh my goodness.
Usually I'm the one that forgets your name or your handle or your something.
Yeah.
On other
that
shows.
That was weird.
Well, I have to say thank you because now I'm much more relaxed.
It was all for you.
Thank
it
you.
Was all for you.
Come on, you've seen us in action before.
To my left, the lovely Katie Cullen.
Hi, all my buddies. You can follow me all over the social medias at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T.
And joining us in studio tonight, Alexander Hamilton, Mr. Sean Haggerty himself.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. This is so good. I'm so excited.
Thank
and
you for
you can
joining
find
us.
Me on. I should plug myself
absolutely.
Now.
You should.
You can find me on social media. Twitter, Sean M. Haggerty, and on Instagram, and it's 2 G's, and think of Sean Connery.
Nice.
I love all that right. You went into the accent there.
Yes. It's the best way to say my name, really. I might just move to the UK.
The chat's about to go wild because they're on a delay, but they love it whenever people go into character voice.
Well, fantastic. I do that all the time.
So, I just about died when we had Samuel on this season. He did the sign off because we do a sign off at the end of the show where we go buzz you later, and he did it in Simcoe's voice, and I completely lost it. It was the funniest thing.
Yeah, I just about went out of my seat because he was sitting where you are now. It's like I'm good. Jesus.
And last night when we were talking to Ian, one of our viewers had questions about his voice and where he came up with the voice, and so he went into he broke it down and went into the voice. So how about you? How did you find Hamilton's voice?
Okay, so I had a little help from Seth, but ultimately I invented it. And what I did was I imagined Hamilton wanting to have, exalt his station. And so growing up in the merchant class and being funded and sent to the colonies by the merchant class, I have a feeling that he would have adopted the more British accent. And then I think once he got into the war and into the army, he would have allowed himself to slip a little bit more into our Benjamin Talmadge accent, which is a very much of a Southern English accent, farming accent, which was predominantly the accent of that part of the colonies. And so Seth is amazing because, you know, he's just good at everything he does. And I trusted him on that. And then I sort of took his advice and then I said, okay, but I'm still right, you know, and I'm going to do it my way. And he was like, well, you know, that's what you have to do. And I was like, okay, great. you know, so the Hamilton character sort of took over after a while. And then the one thing about accents, you know, we do this on our show and you see, you know, people change.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know if I'm back home, I might have a little Southern accent that comes out from time to time, or if I'm talking to people. I do like to say y'all every once in a while, even though, you know, some people are like, why are you saying that? And I think it just goes to show you that we're adaptable and we kind of change in our circumstances. And I hope I did that with Hamilton. But yeah, he was definitely, where he wanted to be was with the money. I mean, you know, that's where that was his first goal. I think that would have been his primary accent.
And then as the war went on, you know, those priorities shift and change.
Those priorities shifted drastically. So I think I give him a little bit of a milder British accent and a little bit towards the Talmud.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Grouping, and anyway, that's my story.
I feel like that's a very fitting combination for him, especially where he's at that point in the story.
Oh my gosh, you know, he's in a tough place. I mean, he's really an outsider, and he's dealing with a lot, and especially in our story, he's not Washington's favorite son in our story. I mean, and I love Ian, and I love what he does, and I love Seth, so it's great. But you really, I'm watching it again, and you feel that. You're like, gosh, yeah, he really is just, he wants to be recognized. He needs it. I mean, he's sort of, in a way, a little bit desperate. But it's a good desperation because it's the Hamilton drive. I have a couple more notes on that, but I feel like I don't want to talk the whole time. But I will say this, that Lin-Manuel Miranda, of course, is a genius, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And we all owe him a debt of gratitude because he brought the essence out for us to study and learn in the best possible way. And one of the things that I think he did really honestly with Hamilton was bringing out the flaws and the insecurities. And that's such a beautiful way to understand what he's dealing with. And I think it's something that we can all relate to, especially when we're in a new position, we're in a new place, and we're trying to find ourselves. And he's young at that time, and mm-hmm. he's still figuring out who the heck he is. And I love that. And Lin did that really artfully. And I like that we were able to kind of, you know, with the time that we had in our story, to tell a little bit about Hamilton. I feel like I really wanted to put that in, and I hope I did to the best of my ability, you know. And hiding it as well, because that's exactly where he was.
Doing his best to, like, keep composed, but you can tell it's driving him crazy.
Courage is not the absence of fear.
Yeah, exactly.
It's being scared as hell
saddling up anyway. John Wayne.
Yep. Mm. but, yeah, talking about that, Hamilton, every time we see him this season, he seems very frustrated. He seems like he's, because much like Ben Talmadge is constantly having to juggle with a lot of different personalities, Hamilton is dealing with a lot of obstacles himself as well. Washington's obsession with New York is something he has to deal with on a pretty much daily basis. And not only that, but Congress's stubbornness and their unwillingness to pay what is owed to their soldiers, you know,
which lost them Benedict Arnold, which was a problem.
Yeah,
it
lost them Benedict Arnold, and it nearly incited a revolution within the revolution.
And it lost them Rogers early on,
way that back then.
Which is the one thing I was thinking about from the last night episode when you did the recap on when Abe mentions Rogers and the cabbage.
Oh my gosh.
So it was like,
that's right.
That was a deep throwback for Washington's realization that, you know what, I've had this is the third time, and I'm not going to screw
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, because Rogers became an enemy, Benedict Arnold became an enemy, and you see the gear shift when he mentions Robert Rogers, and that's when Washington's like, I can't have this guy turn into an enemy, too.
I mean, the other two were soldiers, but this one's a spy?
Yeah.
I'm kind of scared of his wife.
Yeah.
So,
let's be honest. He's like, I don't want to get on this guy's bad side because I don't know what his wife will do to us.
His wife will shoot my ear off and it'll be bad.
And I love Abe being true to form and just breaking protocol and being like, I don't give
up. Everyone hated it. Everyone hated him for it. Like, they were just like, what are you doing, man?
We were having a nice dinner, and then you just, why'd you bring money into
it?
Why'd you bring money into it?
The look in Ben's eyes. It was just this, what are you doing to me?
How great was season 4, right?
So insanely good. And we've talked about it. We talked about it at the top of the season, about what we were hoping we would get to see from the final season. And honestly, the way this season paralleled and brought full circle a lot of things from season one, and then that epilogue at the end too, it's more than anything I could have asked for, really.
Yeah, I agree. I just want to say we all owe ourselves a pat on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You can do that, too. Love yourself. But seriously, we had the fans pushed this thing, and we got it to the goal line. And I know we all want more. I certainly could do more. But, you know, Ian's right. You know, we got four seasons. That, like winning the Revolution, should have not happened, according to the business that this is, mm-hmm. the numbers that we had, the fact that we got four episodes is epic. And I feel like, of course, the first three are great, really great. And four is the testament to the fact that we all have this great show that we know and love, and people are going to be discovering this for years. And we're on the inside track.
Well, and it was a fourth season that was planned, so we knew it was going to be the end, and we're able to plan for it, and it's so much fun to watch a final season that knows it's a final season, because no one is safe, and they pull out all the stops, and that's terrifying to watch, but that is so much fun.
And you don't normally get that.
Normally it's just like, it's over, bye-bye,
To know that you had the fourth one and to be able to plan it out and to have that ending, because if we had gotten pulled after three, we would have had three episodes, but man, four, and then episode 10.
Yeah.
I just, that's something we can watch and watch and watch, and there's so many layers. These writers are so good, and these actors are the best. I'm lucky to be in the show with this cast. I mean, that hands down, I'm really glad that I've gotten to work with the people that I've gotten to work with. I watch every single one of our cast, and I'm amazed at everything that they do. And I think, okay, well, now I'm amazed. And then I'm amazed again. and that's how good this show is.
I think the first time I saw some behind-the-scenes featurettes, like, the acting in the show is so natural and well done that when everybody started speaking in their normal voices for the behind-the-scenes stuff, I did a double take for each and every person, because each and every person talks so differently from the way they do in real life, and I was just like, damn, these guys are really talented.
It's true. With the exception of JJ, who's sort of like Jean-Andre, in real life.
You okay over there?
True story. But talking about season four and how great the season was as a whole, kind of, again, not knowing if you were going to get a season four the last time we were here at this studio talking about, the hashtag Renew Turn, how did it feel going into the fourth and final season?
I was in a state of denial about it being the fourth season. up until about like 3 hours ago. I just didn't want to recognize that or think about it. And as an actor, you can't think about the whole script even. I mean, your job is to go into your moment and make that real. As real as possible, and as interesting as possible, with what you get, what we've got to work with. So, which is great because we've got great writing and great actors, and so it's really easy for somebody like me to step onto that set and feel right at home. And I have to say that I was in denial I was in denial at the wrap party. I'm like, this is not real.
So we're coming back. A post-war season, right? Can they go found the country?
That was my other thought. I was like, well, they said it's the fourth one, but let's see what happens, I'm not sure what that looks like. I will say that I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. Probably not right now.
Give it some time. Yeah.
Give it some time. And hey, you know, maybe that's something to work towards. If anything, I think we've got a great fan group. We've got a great show. And we just got to keep going forward with that. I mean, it's not going anywhere. And that's what I love about film. You know, theater is amazing, and it's wonderful as an actor to do theater. And you still have to say goodbye. But ultimately, your work, you have to say goodbye to your work. And we get to watch this as many times as we want. That's really a blessing. So
it's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix and
DVDs and Blu-rays.
DVDs and Blu-rays.
I don't know when
Amazon.
I don't know when the Blu-ray is supposed to be out for season 4. That is, if anybody happens to know the date for that, you know, feel free to put it in the live chat or the hashtag, and we'll talk about that, because that would be fantastic.
I will be watching that and hoping that the blooper reel is on it. I've heard tale of this, like, 14-minute blooper reel, and I want it in my life.
We had, at every rap party, we watch a blooper reel, and it's a lot of fun, because we got the whole crew, I mean, everybody that works together on a day-in and day-out basis, and everybody's having a few drinks, and usually the food's really good, and then we get to watch a blooper reel and dance and have fun. So we have to keep pushing to get that blooper reel at some kind of exclusive thing that we could get released, because I think that would be fun for the fans. And then I think we're going to get a lot of really good deleted scenes. I think that's going to be...
Even from this episode alone.
From this episode alone, yeah. From this episode alone, and from the whole show. I mean, that's one of the things.
You've been with this show from the very beginning. I don't know how many people who are currently watching right now watched our interview last season.
I was hired in as a stand-in on the second day of the pilot. I got a call from the casting agency, and they said, we need a stand-in to be at Shirley Plantation at 6:30 a.m., and I was in Charlottesville at the time. That's where I was living, and I said yes, and I made it there and started my first day, and I had such a wonderful ride. I've met so many great people, and I've learned so much. It would be really easy for me to get emotional, but that's why I'm in denial still, just a little. I mean, I'm keeping a little denial in my back pocket so I can cry later, but ultimately... I've been with the show. I've seen the evolution of the show from probably one of the best places that you could be, right on set, and that's something that I cherish now, and I'll continue to cherish, I think, for the rest of my life. And then the fact that I was able to make the transition, and that Craig said yes to putting Hamilton in the show. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, all the writers and the network. The network approved. They didn't have to. They did.
Not even going to lie. That's how she got me started.
And, you know.
Watching the show. Katie, they're going to have Hamilton. Damn it, fine. And here we are.
Well, I'm glad that was it.
So
I did,
thank you.
I did hear some positive things. You know, Hamilton was a helpful. I heard a rumor. I don't want to promote it because it sounds like I'm promoting myself a little bit. But somebody did say that it was one of the decisions to come back for season 4. You know, they were looking they were looking at a couple of different things, but there was a lot of interest because obviously Lin-Manuel Miranda is a genius, and we all know that. We said it already, and so.
Hamilton's so hot right now.
It's Hamilton's super hot. So I don't know whether that rumor was true or not, but if it was, I like that because I care so deeply about the show. To be able to contribute to the show in any way was my goal, you know, really. And I'm amazed that I got this opportunity going into this season. I was really excited, and I had a great time. You know, I had such a great time. Yorktown.
Can we talk about that?
We need to talk about Yorktown. Oh my God.
Because there are a lot of things in this season that I was just over the moon about in terms of plot point and character development and everything like that. And of course, one of the big things about the season is the build up to the Battle of Yorktown. And as somebody who was on set during that big battle sequence for the episode written by the fabulous LaToya Morgan. The insanely talented LaToya Morgan. How did it feel being on set for, you know, such a huge part of the show? Because, again, it was kind of a turning point, historically speaking.
I'm going to use this as a chance to give another shout-out, or maybe this is the first one today. I'm losing track now. But LaToya, I've said this to you many times. I actually just sent you a text with this. But you are fantastic. And we love your contributions and your writing. She was so great that night. We were on a time schedule, as we always are. And this was probably the most expensive episode of the show. We had explosions.
There were pyrotechnics. Because there had been battle scenes prior to this. There was the battle.
Nothing this big.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know about, you know, the budget and everything, but this was definitely expensive. And we were kind of running out of time. And I was, you know, of course, I was ready. I was pumped that whole night. I could barely sit down. I was just really ready to, like, put me in, coach. And LaToya, you know, she just, you know, I was talking to her, and she's, you know, we're gonna get it, you know, and she just looked me in the eye, and finally we got to the point where we could shoot the taking of Redoubt 10, and oh my God, you know, that was a moment that I could only dream of, and it was epic, it was fun, and at the end when we shot it, we got it, and I came down the hill, and there she was, just arms wide open.
Aww.
bring it in, you know, and the camaraderie of our crew and cast and writers, I've heard a lot of people say this, you know, that's something unique that you don't necessarily find that on every production, so I'm really grateful that we had that I got to experience that. It makes it all the more bittersweet that it's ending. Certainly we could go for three more, five more.
We got a country to found. We're going to take this into present day.
But it's exciting to see everybody moving on and doing different projects. And then who knows what's going to happen down the line. We could end up getting a spinoff. Something else could happen. You know, stay optimistic and hopeful and keep charging. But we got a great fan group. Thank you, fans. I want to say, you know, I could be having a bad day, and I'll look on Twitter, and there's some awesome person who's just taken the time to express themselves and how they feel about the show or my performance, and that means a lot. That means a lot. It's really... it's something that I appreciate, and I just want to say thank you. And again... We got four seasons because we pushed hard, and we kept strong, and we kept the hashtag turn AMC and then the return AMC. So thank you, because I wouldn't have been able to do this last season if it weren't for you all. So we're grateful, and don't underestimate the power that you have to keep a show on the air or a politician in office. Yeah, there's two powerful things that we have. Power, strength, and numbers.
Never underestimate it, guys.
And determination.
Determination.
Yes.
Hashtag determination.
Hashtag turn fam is where it's at, too.
Yeah.
Determination.
Hashtag turn fam.
How dare you.
we don't have raspberry brandy today, though.
No,
that was yesterday.
We have another show to do after this one, so okay. We need to at least keep some level of sobriety.
That's probably a good idea.
We stayed in the studio for another hour after we went off the air last night, just like, I'm not driving home.
Talking about being in denial, and cried a little bit.
A little bit of denial, a little bit of crying, a little bit of looking at the hashtag and crying a lot more, and just...
Yeah, it's fine.
Generally it's fine. Waiting to drive home.
Talking about the Battle of Yorktown, I think another one of my I think, highlights for this season in terms of the stuff relating to Hamilton was the surrender the next day and just seeing this smirk that he gives while they're handing over Cornwallis's sword. It was just like, oh, Hamilton. Yeah. He's just so happy.
Yeah, he was a happy guy. And you know, the thing that really is so powerful for his particular story about Yorktown is it, not only is it the definitive battle of the war, it's his moment that he's wanted since he was a child.
That validation.
The validation, the proof to himself and the proof to others that he has what it takes. And I thought that was just something really worth putting on film.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that we could capture that. It would have been nice to, you know, again, we're not telling the Hamilton story, and I think that's great because there's so many other beautiful things to talk about. But I did, like, we should talk about Hamilton. you know, he deserves it.
Heather in chat asks, what was it like kicking a red coat during the Battle of Yorktown?
Oh, yeah. I'll take some credit for that. I improvised that.
Yes! Oh, yeah. I mean, you let the guy know.
Yeah, so we had Buddy Joe Hooker is our stunt coordinator. He's one, if not the best in the business, one of the best in the business. And he brought out some great guys that we worked with. And I said, hey, do you mind if I kick you off the tail? And of course, the stunt guy's like, that would be awesome. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it. And then, so we did it in a rehearsal. And then Buddy Joe came out and he was like, hey, that kick was really cool. Which one of you guys... He was talking to his guys, like, which one of you guys coordinated that? Which one of you guys came up with that? And they're like, it's not me. And they pointed up the hill, and I'm standing there like, you know.
Hey.
All right. And Buddy Joe, you know, super cool. He's just like, you know, you're all right. You're all right, kid. You're all right, kid.
Not bad,
yeah,
kid.
You scored some points.
Is that the straight-up seal of approval? Like,
yeah, I think that was like the official approval. It's like, you're all right, kid. Yeah.
You did good, kid.
You did good, kid. You did good. You did good, kid.
Would you say that was your favorite behind-the-scenes moment from this season?
Yes, I have to. I think that, for me, tops everything. And then the next best scene is in the finale, which we only see a bit of.
Oh.
Cabinet battles.
Yes.
Cabinet battles.
Yes.
Yeah. I hope that makes... the deleted scenes, just because I really want to see it.
Wait, is there more?
Well, there's
they kind of montaged it a little.
It was built for montage, but Michael Taylor wrote that scene. And he actually, we had our rap party a week before we actually rapped. And we were talking at the rap party, and he's like, I just wrote you a scene. And I was like, I saw it. And I tell you, it's something that's very dear to my heart, and basically it's talking about the abolition of slavery. You know, that represents Hamilton in so many ways. And, you know, so that to be able to do this is an honor. It's a huge honor. And, you know, to be able to do it and then have people enjoy it is really wonderful, because the first, and I think Ian said this a bunch of times, you know, the first thing, you know, you're really just trying to do it justice. It's a huge responsibility, more so with Washington than Hamilton, but even, you know, Hamilton now, especially now that everybody knows who he is. Before, like, which president he is? I'm like, no.
Just hold on.
Yeah. You know, but so Hamilton... We could easily do a whole show.
Yeah.
Just on
the life
Hamilton and the Schuyler sisters and Washington and the Continental Congress.
Spinoff.
I mean.
Spinoff. Hashtag.
Especially, yeah, no,
There's certainly plenty of material.
There's plenty of material to work with there.
And it could happen. I mean, you know, it could happen. We don't know what's going to happen.
The future has yet to be written.
Future's yet to be written. And if there's one message about this show, I mean, that's it. You know, against all odds, we shouldn't have won the war. There was no way. if you were looking at this and placing bets, you would have never imagined that we would have won the War of Independence.
It's one of those things where, they're the underdogs, and it's actually a surprise in this season when we get Hewlett back, and we get that additional insight of, like, from the macro level, like, we know where this is going, and it's actually going more in America's favor, and we're just kind of, you know, waiting it out until it's over, in a sort of batten down the hatches sort of way. But prior to that, it's like, you don't get that sense at all, especially when we're in season two, when we're doing all the Valley Forge stuff, and it's just you know, we hit a lot of the darkest moments of this conflict. And so, like, finally getting to the point where the tide has turned, and, like, all of a sudden, you know, now the underdogs have the upper hand. It's been a very fun, it was a very fun transition to watch.
I think, and we got all of it. We got all of it. We start the show in season one with the retreat, where they lose New York and burn it on the way out. However that happened. We don't know.
And then a fire mysteriously started, and no one knows what was going on.
Yep, that was a thing that occurred.
So, I mean, we start right there. I mean, massive loss. You know, they're heading off into New Jersey to find high ground to dig in and try and regroup.
I mean, we literally start this series, Ben Talmadge is face down in a ditch with the rest of his battalion dead.
I mean, the things are really bad. And so it's an even sweeter victory, even though we all know what's going to happen. You know?
Yeah.
It's like you're watching season two and you're like, God, are they going to win the war? And you're like, wait a second, I can go on Google and figure this out. I hope everybody knows that we won the war. But, you know, you lose yourself in it.
Yeah,
and I think that's a testament to the show and the writing. And so I like the fact that we start there with the series. We're doing a series recap now. This is great. Not just a season recap. This is a series recap. We start there and we end with victory. And we couldn't have done that any shorter, any sooner. So thank you for getting us to four. And thank you, AMC. There was a lot of great love letters going out to AMC because there were some hate letters going out. And I appreciated both. I was like, okay, the hate letter. Like, I was like, that's kind of a Hamilton. Like, maybe Hamilton would write that. And I was like, oh, no.
That's Hamilton's probably not good. Hamilton would have been like 15 pages it would have long, been longhand.
Yeah, it would have been a book.
Wax sealed. Like, he would have gone for it.
I feel like, I don't know what he would have provided an itemized list of, but I feel like he would have provided an itemized list of something.
There would have been.
It would have been episode by episode. The errors, the commercials that were shown in the commercial breaks, like everything.
But talking about this season as a whole, obviously Alexander Hamilton was a wonderful addition to the cast in season three, but we've seen wonderful arcs throughout this entire series. And I wanted to go ahead and ask the entire table, what was your favorite character arc? Because we've had some very interesting ones, like Simcoe, who initially in the pilot they were planning on killing.
Yeah.
You know, he had an arc where he became a terrifying horror movie villain for a hot second this season. And
he's been a terrifying horror movie villain the entire time. We just got the climax this season.
The final moment.
He's been a horror movie villain.
He's got the greatest arc as far as changing, because he was written as a villain, and then I like that Craig and the writers redeemed him, you know, because that was a hot point. We had a lot of Canadians who were just like, why are you doing this? Like, that's like such an American thing to do. Just trash our guy, you know. And so I like that he gets that redemption, and I love the scene between him and Hewlett.
Yeah,
I thought that was.
That was brilliant.
Brilliant. There are too many we're talking about arcs, but there are too many moments and too many great things. We're not going to cover it all.
No.
You know,
we don't have enough time.
Impossible.
We have like 6 minutes.
You know, however, I will say Samuel Rukin is you know, everybody's amazing, and Samuel Rukin is equally amazing. And, you know, we probably should be really grateful that he was so good, and that they didn't, that they reshot that and brought him back, because I couldn't imagine the show without.
No, absolutely.
I could not imagine the show without Simcoe.
It'd be completely different.
And so, you know, Sam, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. And,
yes,
and thanks
it was his birthday yesterday,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah,
if you haven't said happy birthday to him, go ahead and send him belated birthday
go
message.
Go ahead and tweet us belated. And then Dan was just a few days ago as well. So
yes, him too. Oh, goodness.
I love everybody on this show. I mean, how can you not? How can you not love these characters? And then everybody is awesome off screen, and it's just been a joy. I will say that I did pick out a few moments, like, okay, so the Richard and Abe scenes before Richard gets shot.
Oh, like, not only were those well acted, they were well shot and well framed. Like,
yeah.
I've said it over and over again, the cinematographers for this series, on point, and they do beautiful work.
Marvin Rush
this season.
Marvin Rush, and then we had Bill Wages come in on 5 or 6. I think he picked up on 6. Marvin stayed through 5, and then he had to go do another show. But Marvin set the tone. Of course, we've got great camera operators, but
yeah.
Marvin Rush set the tone, and it's why it looks like a beautiful cinematic
journey. When I'm sitting here yelling at the screen because this shot composition is so beautiful, and you notice that it's beautiful, like, that's incredible.
And the lighting and
the lighting in the show,
the depth of field, the rack focuses,
so good.
It's really enjoyable to watch.
It is.
It's great
masterfully
television.
Masterfully done.
We have a great show, and, you know, this is pretty neat. Like, this is the first fan group that I've ever been a part of, and it's just so cool. And I kind of feel like we're the cool kids because, like, you know, people are going to – I know this show is going to take off. I have a – like, this is going to be like The Wire, you know? There's some wood I
where
can
even,
knock on.
Even, like, 10 years from now, people are like, have you seen The Wire yet?
Yeah. Well – I think that's what's going to happen, and people are going to say, "Wow, this is a great show," and we're going to be like, "That's what we've been saying."
You're like, "You're welcome."
You're like, "You're welcome." We helped keep that show on the air, so Turn fans, you're rocking it. How much time do we have? Are we
about five minutes left?
Oh, wow!
I know, it just flew by.
Oh, so we have a special announcement to make.
We do. I want to say our favorite character arcs over the course of the series. Simcoe was great, especially because you retroactively, like, looking back on the series, they gave him little sprinkles of, like, you know, his respect for Akimbo Day and his rendezvous with Lola, you know, things like
those
that.
Are great
it's
scenes.
Like all of that, like, when you know what becomes of him, suddenly makes a lot of sense. You're like, ah, they put the pieces there earlier on. I think my favorite character arc, though, Mary.
Same here. Oh my god. Just from, okay, we have to hide this from her. She's getting nosy. She's getting involved, to her just being like, well, my husband's involved in this, and turns out he's my first priority. So, roll up the sleeves, shoot a Simcoe. Let's do. I think.
Well, first
that
she burned
episode,
down their house.
Mary has saved the day on so many occasions.
Oh my god,
she's
the most
the big,
competent spy in the
she's
ring.
She's the big unsung hero, and I love how she gets into it with Ben and all that plays out. That's really good. Also, the Talmadge and Anna tension.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
They had.
How awesome is that? That was so good.
Their scenes together this season was so great because it was such an adjustment in terms of having Anna there in camp. And it was such an adjustment for them because she was used to working autonomously and then had to come here and sort of cater to the culture. And Mary had to deal with that too. And it was interesting to see the way they both sort of adjusted to that situation. And
Anna was kind of, you know, again, brought more into the inner circle while Mary was left out. But that gave her the opportunity to bond with Ann Bates, which was so cool.
Necessary at that point.
There's so much going on in this season. It's
all of the Townsend stuff was incredible. Bringing back a
Rivington
was
amazing.
Yes. All of it was so good.
It was great having Hercules Mulligan on the show.
Yes!
That was a lot of fun.
Hercules and Cato.
Kelly O'Coin. Great actor.
He was so fun.
I want to say character arcs. Okay, obviously Simcoe has the most dramatic character arc. However, I think we have to give a shout out to Abe.
He wore so many different hats in this show.
Oh, yeah.
He did. And this season, especially early on where he's like, this is how it's done. And he's, you know, schooling his father on the war. And he did that. He did that well. And Jamie Bell has carried our show in a lot of ways. And
yeah,
he's, I enjoyed watching him all through the seasons. And, I feel like this season you see him really enjoy as an actor, you see him enjoying the character arc. I feel like he had been waiting for that moment to be able to, like, okay, I'm finally the spy. He's now the spy that we were all hoping he'd become.
And of course, it's that at that moment when he's at his most confidence, when he gets the rug pulled out from under him, when his father
multiple
gets murdered.
Different times. Yeah, that's the biggest one. But yeah, every single time he sets up for something, it's like, oh, by the way, you're getting deployed. Oh, by the way, this. Oh, by the way, that.
And then he doubles down.
Mm-hmm. For better or worse.
For better or worse, he
usually
doubles down.
For worse, it is Abe.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say we do need to be wrapping up. We are running very short on time.
Almost out of time.
But as you mentioned, we have a special announcement, and that is that we are actually going to be doing an AfterBuzz TV exclusive Turn Swag giveaway.
Yay!
There is an organization that is very near and dear to Sean's heart. Do you want to talk about CoolEarth.org for a moment?
Okay, so basically I've been wanting to get Turn merch, as you guys know, and I've sent some emails, and then I realized like I need to like curb my Hamilton enthusiasm. So I've got some great swag from the production, and I wanted to save it and do a giveaway, and we're going to do an exclusive, which we will be giving an announcement maybe in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
we got to work out the legalities of it all. There's all these technicalities to the process, but we're going to be doing a raffle for you all to bid to win, not bid, but to win a few items, and there will be some Turn stickers that I kind of flashed around, and we will have a few of those to give out to people as well. And all the proceeds will be going to CoolEarth.org. And I hope you all could check them out because it's a great organization helping to curb deforestation in the Amazons and in the rainforests of the world. So a very important cause, dear to my heart. It's what I spend a lot of my day focusing on. And thank you. I'm so honored to be here. And I, like I said, I wouldn't be here without the whole, the collective. So rock on.
So again, Turn fam, if you are interested in possibly winning some Turn swag, be sure to keep an eye out on social media for details in the coming weeks on that raffle.
Chat has immediately assumed that backpacks are included. Do we want to
I'm gonna do a disclaimer. This is going to be terrible. There's no backpack in the giveaway right now, but we're not going to give up. Just like we're not going to give up. You know, I'll send an email. I'm going to wait a little while before I send another email.
That's why we're not doing it tonight.
but yeah, we're going to keep going for the merch, and it's going to happen eventually. It's got to happen. So we'll see. Keep fingers crossed. Keep pushing away. AMC's listening to you guys. They really are, and we are too. So thank you.
Well, thank you guys all so, so much for watching. Sean, thank you for taking the time to join us for kind of one last hurrah.
My pleasure.
Where can people go if they want to keep up with you? And, of course, have further details on this upcoming giveaway.
Yeah, follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Sean M. Haggerty. That's me. I don't post too much, but I try and keep up with it. And yeah, I'll keep you up to date on everything that's coming down the line. And the moment I can break news to you on anything, I will. I promise.
Well, fantastic. Right. Yeah. Again, cannot say thank you enough. Katie, where can people go if they want to keep up with you?
You can follow me all over the social medias and on YouTube and Twitch at Kiaxet. That is K-I-A-X-E-T. I'm also on a very small slew of shows here. We're doing Voltron Mondays at 9 p.m. We're doing Robots in Disguise Tuesdays at 7 p.m. And we're doing Camp Camp literally right after this, so stick around.
I know, right? Yeah. Literally going right into this. I'm Megan. You guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheMenguin. That's T-H-E-M-E-N-G-U-I-N. I am also on a bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz, and I write articles for The Movie Chick. That's Chick with two Ks. Be sure to check those out. I want to give a special shout-out to TazJ77 on iTunes, who gave us a five-star rating. Again, guys, our producers pay attention to those things, so if you want more Turn content, that's probably a good place to go. We are trying to do one or two more interviews, so please, guys, we'll keep you informed on details as those come up. But in the meantime,
keep the home fires burning.
Cannot say thank you guys enough for supporting this show and for watching and just for generally speaking being awesome. So again, Sean, thank you very much. Thank you guys so much for watching. We will see you all soon.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.